Welcome to the Sit a Spell Show with your hosts, Lisa Lee and Teresa Savina.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
Darlings, welcome to the Sit a Spell Show. Today is November 12th. Oh, it's my sister's birthday. She turns 35 today. I have the beautiful and amazing Teresa Savina with me tonight. As always, how are you, my darling?
You don't have me. I'm over here. You can't touch me. Ha 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 ha. I'm fine. How are you, darling?
Okay, I should warn you all right now that the entire cast tonight is a little squirrely, with the exception of me. Although I did have Coca-Cola, it hasn't kicked in yet. But everybody else is squirrely as hell tonight. I could tell T was squirrely just when we were on Facebook a little while ago. I called it.
I think we need to charge up your vibrator, get you going. There you go.
And she went there.
I went there. Shark!
Oh, gosh. So today we've got Candy Ayers with her beautiful wisdom. We also have Gail Splinter, who's going to do our segment on pagan parenting, and Michelle Johnson, who is going to teach us some stones about stress. Our whole theme tonight is how to decompress and not be so stressed. I think that's a great theme, especially in today's day and age, and we're coming up on the holidays. What do you think, T?
I think it is perfect. Perfect!
Perfect.
But then I'm not really stressed right now, so that's really cool. Ha!
Did you have some of that ice cream with Vinny?
No. I did not have the ice cream. Yesterday was my husband's 53rd birthday, and I took him to Rancho Grande and fed him some beer and fried ice cream. And I watched him enjoy it intently.
But you didn't partake?
No. I'm not big on frozen balls. You know what I mean? You know, especially when the frozen balls have crispy things on the outside. It's kind of like, ew, have you washed? Okay, but, you know, we won't go there.
Oh, yeah, this show's going to be, I can already tell. It's going to be interesting. So what have you been up to?
Not a whole hell of a lot. Started a class with the amazing Candy Ayers, by the way. So did you. And
yes.
So did Gail. Gail joined us, too.
Oh, Gail was there, too?
Did you know that? She joined with us, too.
Awesome.
Yes. We're learning how to be good pagans, I think.
And you know the part on meditation? Okay, so I'm going to tell you an embarrassing fact that I haven't told to you yet. I should have.
Uh-oh.
But okay, so during the class, we talked about meditation and different types of meditation and how to get there and all of, I mean, it was such good information. But Candy's voice does something to me. It's just so soothing. Every time she speaks, she like puts me in a little lullaby.
You get tingly.
I know. So I'm laying in my bed. I should have been like,
oh, God. No. I just sharked. I'm sorry.
Shark. Shut up, T. So I'm laying in my bed and I'm listening to the conversation and I'm participating, obviously. And then she would ask questions. And obviously, you know, she'd be like, Lisa, what do you think? Or Lisa, what do you do? And every time she would ask me, I was like in that meditative spot where I could only get there via yoga, but somehow she lulled me into this like soothing calm place where she'd say Lisa and my whole body would be like, oh shit, I totally wasn't paying attention, and then I'd have to try to figure out what she was asking the question for because she put me in a damn meditative state.
All right, and now it's called And Candy Orgasm Airs. Yay!
I was just lulled into
You know, I had a feeling you were prone. You were laying down prone because you just sounded too damn relaxed.
I totally
And was. more blonde than usual. When she'd ask a question, it was like, la, 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 la. Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's her voice. I'm telling you, she's got that voice. Just puts me out.
Well, I mean, maybe we should ask her for a recording, and she can just talk, and you can play it at night when you're trying to sleep. There you go.
That's not such a bad idea.
Of course, you might go into an orgasmic other world of astral travel going, la, 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 hi. There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sharked again.
You just sharked
all night. So there. I'm sharking all night, baby.
Why don't you explain what sharking means?
Lisa always says, jumping the shark. When I say something that is totally dirty, nasty, inappropriate, whatever, she goes, oh, somebody jumped a shark, or shark.
And you do it so often, I'm constantly saying shark.
I know, you are. And you jump it too, and you just kind of try and get away with it, but we know. We know. So what do you say, girl? What do you say, girl? We go to the news, because that's like really cool. We should do that. We should, yeah.
Okay. Oh, dear.
You are just on fire.
I am. All so right. I'm going to let you start it out.
Okay. This first one, ow. I'm at a standing desk, so I'm constantly hitting myself.
This first one, ow. I didn't see that news story.
The first one comes from the University of Utah's Independent Student Voice. The newest club on campus, the Pagan Club, is seeking to provide students in a religious minority a safe place. In a predominantly Christian community, several students have band together to practice their beliefs and be an open source of answers for students with questions about paganism. Sergei Khrushchev moved to the U.S., from the Ukraine 3 years ago. He began studying at UVU this summer and noticed there was no place on campus for pagan students to meet and share their views.
A surprise there.
Yeah, in Utah, of all places.
Yes.
Not everybody has the opportunity to speak up, Khrushchev said. I wanted to help educate people about different beliefs and give pagan students a place. Khrushchev created the Pagan Club for several reasons. To give pagan students a safe environment and social circle, to discuss topics with like-minded students, and to teach others about what being pagan means. Monty Hansen, the club's vice president, explained that for many students, the word pagan is associated with evil and alien practices. Most people there don't even know anything about paganism, or they think it's satanic or bad, and that's simply not true. Then it goes on to explain what paganism is, you know, earth-based religions, Norse deities, Slavic gods, pantheism, Druidism, Wiccan. People fear the cultural backlash because paganism isn't really well understood, Hansen said. But when you explain what somebody really believes in, they found people to be very respectful and they don't really care. So I think that's kind of cool, especially in Utah. So
you think so? And I get a kick out of this one. It cracks me up. Are you ready? No wonder, because there's comedians involved. I love it. Atheists, are you ready? Atheist megachurches crop up around the world. They point me in the direction. It looked like a typical Sunday morning at any megachurch. Hundreds packed in for more than an hour of rousing music, an inspirational sermon, a reading, and some quiet reflection. The only thing missing was God. Dozens of gatherings dubbed atheist megachurches by supporters and detractors are springing up around the U.S. After finding success in Great Britain, go figure, earlier this year. The movement, fueled by social media and spearheaded by two prominent British comedians, is no joke. On Sunday, the inaugural Sunday Assembly in Los Angeles attracted more than 400 attendees, all bound by their belief in non-belief. Similar gatherings in San Diego, Nashville, New York, and other U.S. cities have drawn hundreds of atheists seeking the camaraderie congregation without a religion or a ritual. I think that's awesome. Hey, more power to you. But I find exceedingly cute, funny.
I find that story really great. For me personally, I connected with that story because I don't necessarily believe in a god or a bunch of gods. I mean, more power to you for those that do believe. It's just that's not who I am. I do believe in a higher power, you know, like the universe. But as far as like one god or a bunch of gods, and this is maybe controversial as far as paganism is concerned, but you know, I always, like I said before, I just collect from what I feel are the best points of many different faiths. But I think it's great. I have no problem with that, and I think it's awesome. But that's
hey,
just
more
me.
Power to you. And I just want to throw this in, that when you said universe, my brain heard unicorn. Just saying.
I do believe in unicorns.
So do I.
Unicorns.
Really
and
big ones.
And, yeah. Sparkly.
I like a big horn.
I'm sure. God. You are going to be going after me all night tonight. I can feel it already.
Okay, baby, go. It's your turn. Do it.
Charmed reboot in the works at CBS. CBS Studios, which owns the rights to Aaron Spelling's library, is looking to cash in on TV's current witch craze, which is reimagining of the WB Network series. The season of The Witch is spreading to CBS. The network has handed out a script commitment to the reimagining of Aaron Spelling's WB Network series Charmed, The Hollywood Reporter has confirmed. As first reported by The Vulture, Party of Five co-creator Chris Kaiser and partner Sidney Sidner, wow, poor name, will pen the script for CBS Television Studios in the Tannenbaum County. Oh, who cares about this part? Anyway, they are going to try to do a new TV series based on the show Charmed. And apparently, two of the stars of it, Alyssa Milano and Rose McGowan, are not happy about it. Rose says that Hollywood clearly can't come up with any new ideas anytime soon, and Alyssa says that it's just too soon, because it did just end like 7 years ago, so she thinks it's too soon. I don't know, what do you think? Did you even watch the show?
You know, I loved the show, personally. I did. But yeah, she's right. It's just repeating and repeating. It's not so much that they can't afford to purchase new scripts or anything. It's just they're too damn lazy and want to hoard their money.
Cash in on what's already working. I mean, there are a lot of new witch shows out there. There's The Witches of East End. There's something called The Other Worldlies or something like that. There's the Coven, American Horror Story. So apparently we were cool even before it was cool to be a witch. But,
well, that's because we were freakishly interesting.
Well, this is also true. All right, honey, what you got?
Oh, I got like 2 minutes. Oh, hold on.
I'm gonna kill you.
Conservative U.S. Catholics feel left out of the Pope's embrace. What? Sneer that, Georgia. Wherever the hell that is in Georgia. When Pope Francis was elected in March, Bridget Kurt received a small prayer card with his picture at her church and put it up on a refrigerator at home, next to pictures of her friends and her favorite saints. She is a regular attender of Mass, a longtime stalwart in her church's anti-abortion movement, and a believer that all the church's doctrines are true and beautiful and should be obeyed. She loved the last two popes and keeps a scrapbook with memorabilia from her road trip to Denver in 93 to see Pope John Paul II at World Youth Day. But Mrs. Kurt recently took the Pope Francis prayer card down and threw it away. It seems he's focusing on bringing back the left that's fallen away. But what about the conservatives, said Miss Kurt, a hospice community educator. Even when it was discouraging working in pro-life, you always felt like Mother Teresa was on your side and the popes were encouraging you. Now I feel kind of thrown under the bus.
Oh, who frickin' who?
I don't think I'm going to go any further with that one.
Obviously, I'm not Catholic, but I gotta say, this new pope, he's, like, breaking all the rules, and in a really good way. He's not ostracizing people for their love of others, and he's not doing the red Prada shoes. He's not staying in a mansion. In fact, he yelled at somebody or took some bishop's mansion away because he doesn't need a $43 million mansion to live in. I say, you go, pope.
Oh, don't even get me going on popes. It's propaganda! Propaganda. Josh goes pope on a rope. You can always depend on Josh for something like that will certainly shock the hell out of someone or set them on fire. And that's why we love him ever so. So now we have to go to a break, my darling. We do. We have to go to song time. And then we'll be back with the amazing Candy Orgasm Fingers.
When it rains, it pours and opens doors that flood the floors with thought would always keep us safe and dry. And in the midst of sailing ships, we sink our lips into the ones we love that have to say goodbye. And as I float along this ocean, I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go. 'Cause when I look to the sky, something tells me you're here with me, and you make everything alright. But when I feel like I'm lost, something tells me you're here with me, and I can always find my. Say.
Okay.
I thought T was going to do it.
Oh my God, we're back! Lisa is in the zone. She knows that our lovely lady, Luna Candy Orgasm Airs, is here! What do you have for us, darling?
Well, because of the season and everybody's starting to stress out because of the holidays, I have this quote for tonight. If your teeth are clenched and your fists are clenched, your lifespan is probably clenched, by Annabelle Arch. So for me, that means that if everything is clenched up, you're just going to make your life shorter. But one of the interesting things for that is that our bodies hold stress in different areas. And for have you ever just dropped your shoulders to see how that stress kind of goes out of your body?
I don't think mine drop that far.
I don't think mine do either. Oh. I'm constantly in a clenched.
Well, another thing is, do you have an area of your body that always aches?
My entire body.
Oh, Teresa, I love you. What about
I
you,
love
Lisa?
You too. We've decided that we're just going to have you record on audio for us to just kind of relax to your voice.
I'm going to do that with the meditation tape, so I will be sending those to y'all.
All right!
Oh, my God, because that's what we were just talking about before you came on.
Oh, cool. So everybody's on the same zone.
Yes.
Wow. But we're going to, for me particularly, it's my lower back that holds my stress. And if I concentrate on my lower back relaxing, my fingers tend to start relaxing, and so does the rest of my body with my breathing and my relaxation. Your body has its own little holes that it holds stress in, and if you can locate those, you can help release a lot of your stress. But I do have some herbs that are good for that.
What? Share.
We have rosemary, dill, tarragon, chamomile, red clove, St. John's wort. So depending on what type of stress you're having, that type of tea or that type of herb now is a good time with rosemary. Chicken is very popular this time of the year, putting rosemary on chicken and turkey. So that helps
and,
a lot.
And I just want to put out there that if you are using these herbs, make sure they're kind of medications. They're not interacting with your medications.
Tell your pharmacist or tell your doctor that what you're taking over the counter. It's very important because they do interact. Because a lot of the medications now actually have small amounts of these in them.
Well, they used to have lots of them before they decided to go scientific with it. There you go.
And now
I'm squirrely, I'm sorry.
We love you, squirrely. We're going to call you a name, too.
Oh, wow. I feel dirty. Thank you.
It's that fluffy tail that I like so much.
Oh, I just love fluffing my tail at you, girl. Yeah.
So if you're having stress, remember to unclench those teeth and unclench those fists and relax and enjoy the holidays because they're going to be over and you're just going to have to go through them. But really enjoy yourself. Have someone to talk to. I have my wonderful spell ladies that just make me feel so much alive and so much saner, which because I compare myself to their insanity. But that's okay.
And, you know, even though it's a holiday, you know, just take some time to for yourself and go get a massage or something.
Take
a pedicure, walk. If pedicures are your thing, go do that. If that's what relaxes you.
I know pedicures relax me.
Nah, I just want the massage. Rub me all over. Okay.
Rub you in red clover.
Rub me all over with red clover. Let's watch what Rover. No, I'm not even going to go there.
I think I'm in trouble.
I think I'm the one in trouble. I'm the one with the potty mouth. Sorry, people, if I offend thee. It is not my intention. Okay. Talk, Lisa.
Well, I didn't have much to contribute because I don't cook, so I don't know anything about herbs, and I don't have a squirrel's tail, and I'm just listening to Candy's voice and going off in my own happy place.
But you see, maybe that's helping you relax from stress.
Yes. So you're going to have to just talk to me every night.
That's it. Just call me on Skype or, you know, and I'll talk to you into Sleepy Land.
Sleepy Land.
One of the best things for using for stress is the chamomile because it's so easily inaccessible. And when I try to work with herbs, I always try to use the ones that are common that you use in everyday cooking, and because herbs can get really expensive. And with chamomile, it proves to be a relaxing and a restorative effect to all round anti-stress herbal remedy. So try that in your teas.
I have a huge bag of it in my cupboard, and my daughter, she used to drink it every night to sleep. I love it. It's nummy.
Good. What I like is when I walk into the stores now, especially if they have the cinnamon coated pine cones, it just brings back so many memories. And I just kind of walk over there and I just smell the cinnamon and I start to relax. And so I think that this time of year is pros and cons.
But the important thing is, you're supposed to be with your family and relaxing, even though they're pains in the butt, some of them. But, you know, you just got to change it up, kind of let crap fly off. No, let it go.
I have personally found since I started celebrating Yule more than Christmas, because Yule is a lot more relaxed time for me because it's not the present time like it is for Christmas when everyone's expecting so much because we make our own presents or there are little things that I really relax a lot more with Yule coming up than I do Christmas coming up.
I loathe Christmas with a passion. Sorry, I do. It's just too commercialized. They've ruined it.
The TV right now is so full of Christmas shows and programs. I'm like, it's not even Thanksgiving, so I'm not even watching them.
They had Walmart commercials on Christmas before it was even Halloween. I literally threw a sock at my TV. I was pissed.
A sock? A big old sock?
Yes. Shut up. Don't judge me.
I
turned into an anger ball.
Remember to relax and breathe, and remember to call your friends, because they're out there and they need you too. Our email or whatever we do in today's society for our interaction.
Candy, as always, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and your wisdom is beautiful and amazing, and I'm in my happy place, so thank you for your voice as well.
Well, thank y'all for having me, and I'll see y'all next week.
All right, bye-bye.
We love you.
Bye, love you.
Next, we'd like to welcome back the beautiful and amazing Michelle Johnson. Michelle, how are you, honey?
Oh, I've been better, but I'm doing good, though. I'm here.
She's a little sickly one tonight.
Yeah, we're passing stuff around here.
I didn't kiss her. I swear to God, I did not kiss her.
No, it wasn't T's fault this time.
This time. As I joyfully sit here and snort my Vicks. Okay.
Michelle, what do you got for us tonight, honey?
Well, I have got some stones that are really great to help get us through these stressful periods of time, especially the ones that will be coming up with the holidays. One of my favorites is abalone. That really helps soothe nerves very well. Amethyst is really great to kind of help release the tight knots at the base of your skull if you've got some tension headaches going on. Aventurine enhances meditation and finding your inner peace. Blue lace agate is wonderful in releasing tension in the body when you're feeling really, really high strung. Blue chalcedony has the vibrations to bring in peace into all of your energetic bodies. Larimar is really great for alleviating moodiness or feelings of impending doom, which, let's admit, sometimes we do get those around family every now and again. my favorite one, though, to help relieve stress is lithium quartz. It's really great at releasing stress and anxiety. It uplifts the mental and emotional bodies. And let's face it, the name of it, it contains natural form of lithium, so, you know, it's better than taking any pill. And another favorite of mine is rose quartz, because it calms and soothes with a very loving energy. It encourages harmony and compassion, and it helps you to be more receptive to the day's challenges that may lie ahead for you. So just a couple of ways to incorporate the stones into your everyday life. You can carry them in your pocket or your purse or a medicine bag if you wish. Always, of course, you can wear them as jewelry. You can place them around your workspace or around your home to bring in that peaceful energy. You can put some in your bedroom or put a few in a small bag and put it underneath your pillow at night to kind of relieve the anxiety or any type of racing thoughts that you may have. Obviously, you can meditate with the crystals and stones. You can cut a crystal grid and leave it up to send energy throughout your home. Or if you know of somebody who is going through a very stressful time, put a picture up on the grid and that sends the energy to that person. Another way that I really like, if you are into baths, you can take a bath with some stress-relieving essential oils like lavender and chamomile, and put a few stones in the bath too. That kind of helps raise that vibration, that peaceful energy to come through. But just remember to always know what the hardness is of each stone that you put in there on the Mohs scale, because some stones will disintegrate in water or you shouldn't get them wet. Stones like selenite and angelite, just a couple off the top of my head that I know you should not get wet ever. So just something to think about if you should happen to put them in water or anything like that. And another really good way to help amplify the energies of stones while you're trying to bring in that peaceful energy is to use them in conjunction with herbs such as, like I had mentioned before, lavender, chamomile, sandalwood, rosemary. You can put stones around a lavender candle. You can put a few stones into like an herb-filled sachet and kind of keep those with you. Or you could even place them next to an incense holder that's burning some really nice scented incense and help amplify the energy that way too.
Awesome. I've got a friend, Karen. She's been on our show a few times. Uh-huh. And she always brings me a stone, and she's always like, here's a new stone for your bra, because I don't usually have pants with pockets. So I put them in my bra. So I was at an expo, and our good friend Sean Blodgett saw me, and he hadn't seen me for, I don't know, like a month or so, and he came running up to me, and he gave me the biggest, sweetest, nicest hug ever. But he also, in that hug, smashed all those rocks into my boobage.
Oh,
I was
in no.
So much pain after that. I was like, I'm so happy to see you. Please don't touch me.
We need to get up a medicine bag.
It also looks like she has incredibly hard nipples.
Yes.
Oh, I bet.
I just had to go shark there. Just a little bit. Just a wee bit.
So,
and then I just wanted to say, Miss Lisa, and I'm staring intently at your picture. Another really relaxing thing you could do with those stones is get the palm-sized ones and have a sensual massage with your partner. Just saying. That's
why
relaxing.
Are you looking at? I'm going to kill you. I was going to ask a legitimate question. You shit. So, Michelle, back to normal programming. You mentioned two stones that really can't get wet, selenite and the, did you say angelite?
Yes.
Okay, so if those can't get wet, how would you cleanse them?
Well, selenite never needs to be cleansed, so that's not even an issue. For me personally, I like to just put them either in some sea salt to cleanse them. You can obviously put them, some stones you can put out into the moonlight, or some of them you have to be careful about sunlight, though, because like amethyst will fade in sunlight, so be careful of that. But the most surefire way is obviously just putting them in some sea salt, letting them sit there for however long you feel is necessary. Some people say 3 days, some people say a week. I think it just kind of depends. So that's how I would do them with the ones that are not able to be cleansed with water.
You know what I love about that? That's actually backed up with science. How cool is that?
Rock on.
So it's not even just like it's a new age or pagan thingy. It's backed up with actual science, with energy and stuff like that. I love that.
I just want to throw in there with the selenite, do not set that on salt. I did that and mine pitted.
Yeah. Yep, you're not supposed to do that. But that's, like I said, the nice thing about selenite is it doesn't need to ever be cleansed. So you can obviously charge it if you know how to do Reiki and things like that. You charge it that way or with other stuff.
Well, just want to thank you very much, my darling, but we have to wrap. Josh is cracking his whip.
That was my pathetic little attempt.
We love you, darling. Thank you for all your informative information.
And I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Give our baby a kiss, too.
I will do that.
Okay, bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And we're off to the next song break. Bye.
Which, by the way, our songs that we chose were all mellowed to help de-stress you.
Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road. And although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home. Settle down, it'll all be clear. Don't pay no mind to the demons, they fill you with fear. The trouble it might drag you down.
Back to the City Spell Show. We now have the beautiful and amazing Gail Splinter with Pagan Parenting. Sweetie, how are you doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
Excellent. Yay. Apparently, I'm the only non-squirrely one on the show and the only one that is not sick. Are you sick?
I hope not.
Okay, then it's the two of us that are not sick and everybody else is not feeling so hot. So, what do you got for us tonight?
Okay, well, for Pagan Parenting this week, I'm going to talk about kids and stress. Kids shouldn't feel stress. As adults, this is what we think, but they do. Sometimes life gets in the way of childhood. They can pick up stress from parents. Parents need to watch what they discuss in front of their kids. Arguing causes children's stress. Kids can pick up on parents' anxieties and then start to worry themselves. As very young children, there's separation anxiety from the parent. In bigger kids, overscheduling is an issue. Talk to your kids about how they feel, listen to them, follow their lead. If they complain, talk about the possibility of dropping an activity. They can pick up stress from friends, peer pressure, from school. One poll suggests kids say they're most stressed about grades, school, homework, or they can pick it up from video games being really competitive or watching too much violence. Also from watching disturbing images on the news and TV, natural disasters, war, terrorism, school shootings. They may worry about their own safety and the people they love. Talk to your kids about what they hear. Monitor what they watch on TV. Help them to understand and try to make sense of the world around them. Children can pick up on stress from just about anywhere. Some people process stress differently. Some people are more sensitive to it. Some can just let it roll off their backs. Too much stress can be immobilizing. It happens anytime anyone feels overwhelmed. Some signals and signs to watch for in your kids, like mood swings, acting out, changes in sleep patterns, or physical effects like headaches, tummy aches, trouble concentrating or completing homework. Maybe they're spending too much time alone or becoming withdrawn. Younger ones may pick up new habits as coping mechanisms to make themselves feel safe and secure, like thumb sucking or hair twirling. Sudden shyness could develop, perhaps. Irritability, bedwetting after being dry. Older ones may start to lie or bully and become defiant, watch for nightmares or drastic changes in their academic work, or trouble with authority or anger, losing their temper frequently or easily, crying, destructive behavior like overeating, taking out on themselves by hurting themselves. If they display an unwillingness to talk, you may have to consult a therapist, or if the anxiety becomes serious and the behavior persists. Now note, I'm not talking toxic stress here. I'm talking mostly plain old garden variety everyday common stress. There are some coping strategies you can try to help reduce stress in your kids. Stop overscheduling. Help them manage responsibilities. Set up a schedule or chart. Let them know what the expectations are. Teach your kids to listen to their bodies. Good nutrition, drink plenty of water, proper rest, establish and stick to routines. Watch their caffeine intake or high fructose corn syrup in their diet. Have them bump up the raw foods, include more fresh fruits and veggies, avoid the processed foods or sugar-laden foods. Also make time for play. Do something active. Listen to music, watch TV, or do a video game. Games like Chuzzle or Tetris require brain power to focus and concentrate, which can distract from pressures. Even games like Jenga or board games. But keep this in balance. Have them talk to friends. Keep a journal, exercise, do yoga DVDs, check your library, look up yoga poses for kids, check Yoga Kids International online at yogakids.com. Teach them the salutation to the sun, which are 12 postures, one for each month of the year. I'll post these on the website so you can take a look at them. I'll also post one for younger kids, too, called the bunny breath on the site. Create little mini escapes is what you want to do there. Make sleep a priority. Do the salutation to the sun first thing out of bed in the morning. And last thing before you go to bed at night, do the moon salutation. I can post that one on the website too. It's very similar. Make mornings and bedtime calmer. Stick to a regular morning schedule and a regular bedtime routine. Manage your own stress. Teach by doing, lead by example. We used to have a calm room, a stress-free room in our house. No yelling was allowed. Only calm and loving exchanges could take place in this room. Help create an environment of calm. Talk to your kids and spend time with them. Help prepare them to deal with mistakes. Be available to them. Let your kids know that it's okay to feel angry, anxious, lonely, or scared. Help them identify what they're feeling and the causes, and then validate what they're feeling. Reassure them that you're confident they can handle the situation. Help them to try and work through it. Guide them and try to cheer them up. Just simply spend time together. Pay attention to what they say and how they say it. Learn how to ask questions. Kids aren't forthcoming typically. If I ask, how was your day? I get a fine. But if you ask deeper questions like, who did you sit with at lunch today? Or what's something interesting you learned today? More probing questions like that, they tend to open up a little more. Trying to talk about the subject of sex with my older boys is really an awkward thing for them. So to relax them, I get them in the car, I go through the drive-thru, and I order them a hot chocolate. Then we take a ride around the lakes, and I start asking questions. You'd be surprised how much they open up when they don't have to make eye contact and they have chocolate in their hands. Tricky.
Oh, God, sure.
Tricky, but sure. But it's effective.
My brain is shirking.
The main thing here is to know your kid. Try different things. Find out what works. What works on kid number one may not necessarily work on number four. They're all individuals. Do your own private detective work. Another thing, make family meals a priority. It keeps you connected and communicating. If you can't do dinner, make it breakfast or lunch, or maybe a weekly movie night. On Friday nights, we order a huge-ass pizza and watch hours of TiVo programs. We don't watch TV all week long, so they're not distracted from their schoolwork. Then Friday night comes, and we connect in our living room. We chat about the week's happenings, and I get a real flavor for what's going on in each kid's life. Relaxing activities. Go to a park. Take a yoga class for kids. Teach them to meditate. Use guided imagery in the meditation. Have a planned downtime. Take a rest. Listen to music. Read a book. Work on art or drawings. Just breathe. Take 10 slow, deep, and focused diaphragm breaths. In and out. Breathing can help change the chemistry in your being. It adds more oxygen to your system and helps you to calm down. When my kids were real small, I tried to think of how to teach them how to breathe like this. One of mine, who shall remain nameless, used to have some anxiety while potty training. To calm him down, I'd hold my hand up. If he's really distressed, I'd hold two hands up, palm facing him, my fingers extended. Then I'd tell him to blow out the candles. And one by one, using deep calming breaths, I'd have him blow each candle, represented by my fingers. He'd blow, I'd lower a finger until he'd blow them all out. Pants down in front of the toilet and all, if need be. We'd stop right then and there and blow out the candles. Then he'd calm down. I use this method on all of my children. I started doing this elsewhere in our day-to-day lives whenever they appeared stressed. Then we graduated to imaginary candles. Then when I could explain the particulars of how and why breathing helps, they'd understand so they could do this on their own. Another idea, if you do any crafting or your kids do art projects, is to blow a feather across the table. See how far they can push it using just their breath. Simple, provided, of course, you have a feather. These are just some causes and signs of stress in your children and some positive ways we as pagan parents can help guide them on how to successfully learn to deal with stress. No life is without stress. It's all in what you choose to do with it. Take that negative and turn it into a positive. That's it.
Awesome!
Wow. I kind of wish that my kids were little now, instead of all growing up and in their own apartment, okay. So I could use some of these things on them.
Good God, no. Mine's out.
No.
I am not starting over again. Thank you very much.
No. That was Gail, thank you so much. That was wonderful information.
Absolutely. Anytime.
So, T... Are you going away this weekend?
Maybe. Yes.
Where are you going?
I'm going up to McGrath, Minnesota, to Shire in the Woods, and I'm making lovely little hand gestures you can't see. And I'll be out in the quiet snow, it cover the woodlands, and I found out that I have to buy some kind of bright orange hunting gear because I could be mistaken for a deer, but I really don't think I look like a deer, but I'm going to just have my big billowy silk scarf that's like oranges and all that, and I'm just gonna flit around the woods like that, and it's gonna be really fun. They have a sauna. I'll be spending time in the sauna.
Is there room left if other people want to go?
Hell yeah. All you have to do is go to you put me on the spot. I'm going to spank you. You need to contact Harmony Green on Facebook. I think her email is allowharmony. Oh, don't even ask. I've just screwed that all up. I should smack you. Yeah, I should really smack you because
I didn't mean to be so.
You know, I'm just gonna shark all over you because of this.
No. Yes. Speaking of shark, though, guess what I'm doing this weekend?
Stripping? Pole dancing?
You are so close, but no, not even close.
Naked turkey fat wrestling?
I don't eat that much meat, so no. At the Mounds Theater on Saturday at 7 o'clock and at 10 o'clock, we have burlesque.
Ooh.
So.
You gotta videotape this for me because it never, ever frigging fails. when it's burlesque night, I can't be there.
I know. And I'm sorry. We will have it again, and I will try to arrange it by your calendar instead of all of the...
I think you better.
All of the performers. Which, by the way, I was asked if I was performing. I'm like, oh, really? Have you not met me?
And now it's time for the prude! Woo! She'll come out in her long underwear. And
two turtlenecks. I'll be the one giving you your drinks and cookies and candies and stuff, but no, I will not be performing. Aww. But I just think it's fun. It's really cool. The last one, they had human-sized bird cages filled with people dancing and pasties everywhere. The dancers, or the performers, they did teach me how to make the boobage do the tassels. They taught me how to do that. So I can actually do that. I won't be doing that, but I know if I...
Well, you know what? That's what you're getting for Christmas.
Pasties?
Pasty tassels.
Oh, awesome.
And then I'm going to make you videotape it, and I'm going to plaster it all over Facebook. Because that's the way I am. I am. I'm mean like that. I'm just mean.
And you know what? My children would kill you.
Oh, they'd forgive me.
But
they
know
how I am. Well, who cares about you? It's just the fact that it was a humiliating experience would be just priceless.
It's all about me.
It is. And I love you ever so.
I love you too, you stupid rotten bitch.
Oh, I love it when you talk to me.
So, we are on two nights a week now, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Central.
Audio.
And you can get t-shirts now.
Yes, I know. Where do you get them, Lise? Where?
You go to 1201beyond.com, so the numbers 1201 and then beyond.com, and you can buy t-shirts with our awesome freaking logo. You can also get t-shirts from some of the other really cool Jackalope shows that are on there. It's great. And T and I are still working on the cookbook. We're not quite finished. A few more recipes that we've got to get in there, and then we are ready to publish. And
hold on while I sniff more Vicks. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're such a nerd.
I'm back.
Nerdy McNerderson. So that's about it. To you, have fun this weekend.
Oh, I will, baby.
I will be thinking of you up there in your orange glaze.
And when I'm thinking about you in the sauna, I'll touch myself. There you go.
Oh, I'm going to kill you this time. I totally played straight man this whole time. So I just want that noted that I was well-behaved at this show, and you were
And I will have everybody know that before the show, she said, oh, I think you're squirrely. So she's going, oh, be squirrely tonight, trees. Well, it's not a hard thing for me to do, but there you go. So... We have to wrap now, my darling.
Okay. So we want to thank you for listening to the Cityspell Show. Know that you are perfect and wonderful and amazing in every single way. There is nothing wrong with you. Go out there in the world and make a difference. Go make somebody smile. Go be the change that this world so desperately needs. And remember to always, always, always take back your light. Blessed be, my darlings.
Regrets collect like old friends, here to relive your darkest moments. I can see no way, I can see no end. And all of the ghouls come out to play. And every demon wants his pound of flesh. But I like to keep some things to myself. I'd like to keep my issues strong. It's always darkest before the dawn. And I've been a fool and I've been blind. I can never leave the past behind. I can see no way, I can see no way. I'm always dragging that horse around. All of his questions. Tonight I'm gonna bury that horse in the ground.
Sit-A-Spell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.